persuade her to appear on the show. We sent her a lot of gifts. Dolly likes stuff. So, she loves fairies, so I sent her a kind of first edition book of some Victorian thing, and she was delighted with it. And so we got the call to go and meet her in her hotel room. And, you know, kind of, I didn't need her to do the show after that, because I'd met her. I didn't really care about anybody else. I just wanted to meet her. I have.
Thank you very much. You're fine.
Do you think she was aware of what was going to happen?
Oh, yeah, no, she, you know, I... You want the guests to be comfortable. You know, when the show doesn't work, it's when you've taken a guest somewhere where they don't want to be. And I always say that to guests before. I don't tell them to be the show, but I always say, look, I don't want you to be unhappy. So if I ask you a question you don't want to talk about, or if I suggest something you don't want to do, please just say, don't want to talk about that, don't want to do that. Because it doesn't matter. None of it matters. We'll just keep going.
The character that the host played, sort of camp, cheeky chappy, was this something you worked at creating as a character, or does this flow naturally from who you are?
Tragically. it is me. I mean, it is me. It's a kind of heightened version of myself. I mean, I'm not like that 24/7, or neighbors will come around and stab me with forks. But that is me. And so the various things I do, whether it be how do you solve a problem like Maria type show with Andrew, or Radio 2, or the Telegraph column, it's all me. I think there's a kind of an odd public perception where once you're in the public eye, you need to be fixed, you need to be that person. But of course, all of us have lots of different personas. I mean, if you go to have lunch with your granny, you are probably a different person than you are down the pub with your friends, or at work, or playing a sport, whatever. We all have that capacity, and it's not like you're dissembling or telling a lie. It's the appropriate you for that situation, you hope, unless you're drunk.
But heightened.
But heightened, yes.
You took the show to the States.
We did.
What happened?
Well, not a lot. I mean, we took it. What's interesting is they still show the show there. They buy the British version. And there are a lot of people in America who like the show. And when we took the show to America, we did it on Comedy Central. And the thing that they didn't like was the American audience. They didn't like hearing Americans telling those stories in the audience. That was charming and lovely when it was English voices. Basically, we liked being there, and we liked the audiences, but working in American television is just so difficult and so alien to us. We really didn't enjoy that. And also, it was hard, I think, going back to being the new kids on the block, because by that stage, we were quite established here, and that's a nice way of working, you know, that you go to a meeting, you know the people at the meeting, you don't have to explain what you do, there's a kind of a shorthand, and you trust each other. So it was very hard going back to the beginning, so it stopped.
You say, interestingly, we there, you said we for one. I mean, who are the people who are closest round to you? Do they go on? I mean, are there a kind of, you know, one thinks of Morecambe and Wise and the writers behind them who travel with them all the time, except for
I have, Graham Stewart has been the executive producer and he's my business partner from the very, very beginning, even when I was working at Channel 5. And Johan Magnusson's been the producer of the show. He didn't do the first series, but he's done every series since then. And Steve Smith has directed them all. So there's that kind of little core group. And we kind of do everything together. We've done travel documentaries together all over the world. You know, it's like our family. If something bad happens to us, we're all there. If something good happens, we're all there.
I think we should have another letter.
Okay.
I'm surprised. Just let me remind you, Graham has no idea what I'm about to hand.
No, I really don't. Is it from the book?
It's one I read in the book.